In a world where Togu fans are easy and the wrong figure arts are released for retail, three man children stand not quite shoulder to shoulder with their trusty spray can at their side, united across timelines and space against the congealed, grimdark 90s inspired hordes. Shuku and Shinobi, Dossum Rider, Jedi Mon, Aerosol. Their mission, to bring you the latest Togu news in the craziest way possible. Riders, Rangers, and Rambles Season 4. If you don't listen to this show, you don't know anything about Tokusatsu.
Hello, and welcome to our Season 4, Episode 6.
I was not expecting you to do that.
That's not funny, dude. I am totally not impressed.
It was not cool for you to say that, man.
Insert joke here.
What is another sense but not? Well, maybe I'll make music. Wait, where is what are they doing?
I do not know.
Brian did not make any music. Oh man.
Nope.
That was nothing. Oh, that's good. I love like the soft start in the podcast too. Hello and welcome to.
I really had to keep myself from cracking up. He's like, hello and welcome.
Hello and welcome to a player named Gus.
Hello and welcome to the RR podcast, episode 6, season 4. I did that backwards.
That's how relaxed we are here, man. Now, what were we doing?
It sounds like one of those like really calm, fancy podcasts that do like novel readings.
This is the Finer Things Club RR edition.
Today we're going to be reading from a Garo fanfic.
Oh,
and it, then the American.
Just like the show is going to be quite the masterpiece.
Complete with titties.
I love that sentence in that voice.
I know.
How did you say that with a serious... Complete with titties.
Oh my god.
We need a soundboard.
Oh, I remember this.
Oh, this is off to a brilliant start. See, we told you to get better.
That hasn't happened yet, but...
That was the bit. They're supposed to get it later.
They will get it later.
Only, like, advanced listeners understand it.
Now we have to edit this out.
Advanced listeners?
Or else we're spilling the joke.
I think all of our listeners are advanced listeners, so we don't get new listeners.
It's because they're very confused.
Hi, new listeners.
We're like that very complicated show that you watch an episode and you're lost, so you just have to go back and watch the others.
There's titties.
It's not as funny in a non-like classy voice.
There's dicks too, if that's your thing.
I don't remember that.
I was just giving Chris incentive to stay.
Chris, stay. We have dicks. Sorry, that's what it sounded like. Now we're a brothel. When the hell that happened? See, this is why I guess we don't get any listeners. First time listeners, just like, what are they talking about? The show said Power Rangers and the Kamen Riders. They're talking about brothels and penises, mommy.
Oh Lord. So yeah, moving along, I guess. Wow. How did we start that? Okay.
Just a weird laugh. That looked like an evil little girl laugh.
I'm gonna kill you. One ups. I don't think I got anything, so nope. Yeah, I don't think I did. I'm checking my blog. That's all I got in life. Is Matoism a blog and the show.
Brian's very depressed.
Yes, absolutely. I went to that Nintendo thing at Best Buy.
He's a Nintendo nutbag.
Nutbag.
There's even more for you to stick around for. Nutbags.
So I filmed some footage and stuff and gave thoughts in my first little vlog thing because I said I was doing those. So I'm not depressed. So just letting people know I'm okay.
You should totally
okay,
do
guys,
more
still
of them.
Depressed.
You should totally do more of them just like from the car. Even if you're not currently going out to like on a road trip or anything, just go to your car and talk about, I don't know, Die Ranger or something.
I remember when Brian and I first started talking, I had the idea of doing a car vlog. Like, I had the idea before Brian, but he did it before me, and we hadn't even really started talking yet. It was like the RR hive mind being formed. It was hilarious.
It was fantastic. So yeah, I got one of them cool Luigi coins.
He stole a flag. He's a criminal.
Stole a flag.
There's an APB out for him. Just this 12-year-old boy with flag.
Why am I 12?
I don't know.
They gave out lanyards, so now I have my keys attached to it. Like some sort of hipster with a lanyard. But that was really fun. I played Mario Kart 8, which was pretty much Mario Kart Wii, but updated. So that was fun. But yeah, that's really it. I had to have bought something.
You got The Last of Us.
Oh yeah, I did. I got that on Friday. I've been playing that. And I'm in no way gonna do that.
The PS3 is such a fucking tattletale.
God.
Stomach's filled with so much air. I smell all the air trying to eat that apple earlier.
I got the Animal Crossing little, I guess, strategy guide, even though it's more or less just a index book, but That's seriously it. What the fuck? I had to have bought more shit. What the fuck?
Brian's like legitimately upset that he might have saved money this week.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Wow.
I've been meaning to sign up for PlayStation Plus and I haven't yet.
Cool story.
I also meant to buy Super Luigi U or whatever the fuck it's called today, but I didn't do that either.
These are the things that would have been included in my one-ups.
But, yeah, I guess that's it.
Okay, I guess it's my turn. So, I also got Last of Us, and I have been playing that, and it is really good. You know, running from Skitters, not Skitters, what are they called? Clickers. Brian, do your clicker impression.
Click, 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 click.
See, it's terrifying. And I got Animal Crossing, obviously, last week, but I started it really late. Like, I think I started it the day before Last of Us came out, so I've been playing that, you know, doing the hardcore stuff, playing the fruit market, you know, fishing, bug catching, rock smashing. It's not even a Geodude thing. So I've been playing those pretty much, just dividing my time between those two and my usual sitcom viewing.
I finished The Office.
Before he passed me, because I have all these other things.
I finished
things
The
doing.
Office before Dawson, which I think is kind of funny for some reason. But yeah, so that was fun. I miss it already.
I'm still watching it.
I love how Brian just like interweaves the rest of his one-ups into everyone else's one-ups.
He usually does that.
Y'all make me remember things.
What else did I do? Yeah, because I got The Last of Us and I reserved my PS4. So that's a thing, just like everything else. I found... I don't remember if I said this last week, but I found the Robo Knight figure to complete this last wave. And I was going to review the set. And I've either misplaced or never bought the MMPR Metallic figure, and I can't figure out which. Because I found the majority of them so long ago.
I don't think you bought it. I didn't think you found it.
Well, I have to actually go back and listen, because it's like what I was saying when I found them, because I'd found a lot of them before, and it was like the majority of them. I was missing a few, and they were just kind of sitting down in my review station area for the longest time, and I found Black a while back, and then I just found Robo Knight. And I feel like I remember looking at MMPR Red, but I'm not sure. So I'm in this weird struggle. I'm not sure if I own it. So I can't film anything either way, because if I do own it, it's somewhere lost. And if I don't, then I need to find it. So that's the latest in my stupidity.
Just get out the normal one and pretend that it's shiny.
I'll just, like, wrap it in tin foil. This is, and, like, color it red. The shiny MMPR red. I don't even really want it that bad. It's just to complete it. It's like, I'm tired of that stupid red mold. Oh, I was thinking about it. When they showed the other figures, was the Lost Galaxy one and the White Ranger they showed metallic or were they just regular?
Metallic.
Oh, okay. They went metallics. Anyway, so, because that's the only thing I can think of stuff I've bought locally, because everything else, there's not really much I'm looking for. It was mainly the game stuff. I don't even have anything on the way right now. So, pretty boring. Just been playing games.
Okay. I've got Animal Crossing. I think that's about it, really. But I've just been doing that, hanging out with Chris and Joe. which, I don't know. We have some pretty weird adventures in that game. We went to an island today. I don't know. Joe chased me with an axe.
Pretty average day.
Yeah, pretty much. I think Joe might have waged war on my town. I got this bulletin post that demanded all of the snack foods in my town. Little does he know is that I'm going for the tyrannical dictator move with this game. So my villagers are not allowed to have snacks.
If they're caught with them, they're immediately beheaded. And then I eat their head as a snack. Well, they're all animals, so they're edible. So like, they're not like crazy. Well,
just call them edible.
They're animals. I mean, like, most of them are animals that people eat. What am I talking about? What the fuck's wrong with me? I'm, like, trying to justify this.
A lot of things, but whatever.
So, aside from that, I don't remember if I've gotten anything at all this week. My Garuzion and Gunther E. Zelfer just shipped. I pre-ordered a while back, but I haven't gotten anything. So Brian should not feel so bad because aerosols one-ups are always boring.
I'm just confused. Like, I
buy anything? What's wrong with me?
I'm not buying anything.
Well, Kevin's moving into his house, which is why he's not here. I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. That's the only possible excuse.
I think that's a excuse.
He's moving a box and he just fell over and passed out in the middle of the house. He's currently sleeping with the contents of the box scattered around him. For some reason, no one's tried to wake him up.
It's my birthday. No, it's not. But it's 3:15 and that's my birthday. Never mind, I'm sorry.
Brian, I'm like, your birthday's in March. Have you fucking lost it?
That ADD.
I'm worried.
You should be. I'm in the safe house.
Are we talking about Last of Us?
Maybe.
Okay. Either that or Brian's currently recording this from the safe house.
Yep.
It's actually Kevin's house. He commandeered it as a safe house. Kevin can't get into his house right now. Can't figure out why. There's a guy in there that keeps saying, "This is my safe." He's looking through the mail slot. Well,
I'm trying to find a house, so I figured it was easier just to steal his. That's what I was taught. If you can't afford what you want, you just take it.
Ryan thought getting a house would work similar to Capture the Flag. If you just stayed there long enough and the bar filled up, then you're golden. Should have found it suspicious that you brought your own Capture the Flag app.
I didn't have a bar, so I just used an empty bottle in my piss.
And then Kevin finally gets into the house, and he's greeted by a lineup of LBXs, because that's how Brian's going to defend it. More time. He stops function! Robots just sit there. So Ryan just throws his cell phone at him and runs.
I like how there's this big, long story.
I just kept thinking of it because I thought about the capture of the flag and then how Wars is like that. And then I thought about how funny it would be if you tried to use your LBXs to fight Kevin.
I'm going to have to talk a lot more in this podcast, and I'm scared.
So that's what Kevin's up to. He's fighting off Brian. Right now, Brian's pretending to play The Last of Us while actually commanding his LBXs.
Yep.
By commanding him, thinking he's commanding him.
I even got accurate sounds.
It's more like boop, 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 boop. Brian just typing random numbers, giggling, thinking that the robot's fighting.
Maybe the...
It's just like LBX.
I just killed everyone.
Well, Kevin's gone now. Just Brian used Gunganir.
Gunganir. I don't even think that's a word. You're just making shit up now. I have to recollect everything in the save files.
I like how the cat was like a devil something. It was like, he saw its function, devil's catnap or whatever.
Gungnir is Norse.
Oh.
More you know.
I just think it's a funny word.
It's the spear of the god Odin.
Oh, that makes sense. Suddenly my life has meaning.
Odin!
Sorry.
Anyway. Now on to the news. I don't think there's a jingle for the news. I'm waiting for a jingle.
There's no jingle for the news. We can make one, I guess.
Do one.
You now, already hate the jingles we have.
Think of a new off the top of your jingle.
The nudes. It's not a jingle.
That's
it's just
not a
me.
Jingle.
That was
shut up. I'll make a jingle and we'll debut it next time.
Okay, sure. Look out. Someone's attacking you.
I got yelled at.
Brian's getting yelled at by the Toys R Us bus in Last of Us. Tracked him down, middle of the apocalypse. You're still not getting your rewards cards in. Sir, the world's over. There's a mushroom man over there trying to kill your wife. Yes, but the rewards cards, Brian.
Poor Todd's wife.
His name's Todd. I haven't heard about this before. There could have been jokes.
He was the one that yelled at me most of the time.
When he yells at you, he'll be like, listen, I know you're not the real Todd. Stop. Like.
Anyway.
Actual news.
So, Bluefin just posted on Facebook, like, not too long ago, that they were going to release a armored Tyranno Ranger. Or as they put it, Armored Mighty Morphin Red Ranger, and I died. So that's actually going to be a Tamashii Web exclusive for November in Japan.
November. Oh.
So that's a thing. Basically, just take Dragon Ranger, paint him red, and put... I don't know.
Wouldn't it be easier to say put his shield on Tyranno Ranger? Instead, Brian paints Dragon Ranger red.
I like to make things difficult.
And you have to switch out his helmet and gloves.
Boots. So many extra steps. So stupid.
It's hilarious. Oh my god, what's wrong with us?
So fucking stupid. And then they also, earlier today, revealed some of their Comic-Con exclusives. The first of which is a set of 5 Shinkengers that the U.S. hasn't gotten through Bluefin. So you've got Super Shinken Red and then normal blue, green, yellow, and pink, except they're painted metallic because that's Comic-Con's deal. Like, anything Power Rangers released through Comic-Con has to be painted metallic for some reason. But that's going to be $200. So if you want them, you got to pay $200, which it's actually a good price. Considering how much the Shinkengers were. Because they came out when the yen was total shit. So. But yeah, if you don't have those, you can buy them and be all metallic and shit. And then they also announced MMPR Tamashii stages, and then I rage quit twice. Because, one, they're Tamashii stages.
And they're MPR.
They're MPR, so there's two things I hate in life.
I like how Zeron said, the question mark is the best stage. Don't even think about the others.
So you've got, like, the 20th anniversary MMPR logo. Really tiny on there. And then Green Ranger in stupid font, and Red Ranger in stupid font.
Red Ranger, Red Ranger.
Mark. Oh, this one's done in gold. Everyone's like, oh my god, they're releasing gold art. Not forgetting that they're making the fucking White Ranger, whose subcolor is gold.
Someone said it's going to be Alpha.
Oh my god.
I know, right?
Oh my god. Oh my god. That's going to be $15. Not worth it at all.
Nope.
Everyone. But, so, Licensing Expo happened.
Yep. They showed pictures.
Their little teaser that they showed, according to Fury Diamond, he wrote some notes.
Exciting notes.
I love notes. I'd rather see the teaser, but Saban's like, no, you can't release a teaser. And we're not going to release a teaser, we're just going to tease you with the teaser that you can't see.
The tease.
Yeah, I know. So it says the teaser features Sentai original footage from upcoming Megaforce episodes and Super Megaforce. Rangers are seen helmetless in the command center. They finally remember that they have a command center. Original footage of the transformation process from the people to the Gosei suits to the Gokai suits. Legend War footage, Gokaidra content, past Rangers, and the Gokaidra roll call. So that's teasery, I guess. And then there was a bunch of like toys and shit there. Nothing new. But
was it last year's Licensing Expo that we first saw the Megaforce Megablocks?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, because there was a bunch of like stuff last year, because it was Comic-Con and there was Morphicon, and I couldn't remember where we first saw the Megablocks.
The only thing, I think Licensing Expo was the first time we've seen the Megablocks. The first time we've seen the toys was Morphicon.
Oh, yeah, because you're taking pictures of them. We were in line for my gin.
Yeah. The only thing new was a Dragon Zord Cycle RC thing.
Something very exciting to debut into Licensing Expo.
Who cares about that at all? But I'll link to the Ranger crew blog post. They got pictures of all the posters and the banners and the suit actor people that were there.
The poster looks cool except for yellow and pink's Rock'em Sock'em Robots poses.
They tried?
They're no, like, they
let's,
didn't.
Let's try to be cool. Punch. But yeah, so that's a thing, and then Digimon was there, which was more exciting than anything Power Ranger related.
I hear dog.
Yeah, that's Bella.
What's up, bitch?
So, that's supposedly airing in the fall, toy line release in spring of 2014. That's like a year away. God damn it, I hate you. Can't air the...
I love how long this is taking, despite the fact that they only have to dub it, and Power Rangers is actually getting out faster, if that's at all possible, from when they've announced this.
Now I'm extra sad. So there's a picture of what might be the Crossloader toy, which looks like awful.
Brilliant description.
But it's like got a card in the front, I think that's what it is. So they're probably going to implement a card game of some sort. Holy shit.
What the hell? Why did I just hear Gummer?
Apparently there's a picture of Figure Arts Kiryu Red somewhere.
Oh, is that Kevin?
No.
Oh, I was like, why is he telling you about this and not being here?
There we go, hold on. Hopping up. Oh, he's neat.
Let me guess, he looks like Kiryu Red. Just guessing.
Yeah, he does.
Damn it, I was hoping he would look like Black.
Okay, so I just retweeted it if you want to take a look at it.
Couldn't just send it.
So that's a thing that may get talked about after Digimon if more than Kiryu Red pops up. But there's a bunch of other toys here. Like, there looks like a posable Cross 4. Yeah.
Does he have a sword?
Yeah.
Cross 4. Okay. Yeah. Just making sure. Otherwise, well, I was about to get disgruntled.
I couldn't really see if the sword was there or not because he was in a really stupid pose where you couldn't really see a sword. But, yeah, he's got a sword. But, I think they're Digivolving figures. This next picture underneath, Ballistamon looks like this tiny-ass little fucker. and Greymon looks retarded. And then, like, an action feature figure of Metal Greymon's over here. So that's fun. But there's some, like, chibi figures, too, which I'm definitely going to get.
Yeah.
Because they're chibi figures.
I always like those little collectible figures they had for them, too. Digimon.
So, yeah, I guess that's coming out a year from now, so that's fun.
I'm looking forward to it. Like, the toys aren't the greatest, but they look pretty much on caliber with, like, the paint of the Japanese ones, so it'll be nice just to be able to go into the store and pick a bunch of them up in a year when I'm dead. Aerosol promises not to laugh.
Okay.
Not about the toys, but when I die.
I'm just still here.
Just like, I was laughing like a year ago, almost a year ago now, and I was getting all those texts, "Are you dead, lol?" Because of the theater thing.
Wow.
I never got so many people checking on my status of life in one day.
People...
It was even funnier because a bunch of people tried to get in touch with me when I turned my phone off to actually go see that movie. Like, it's just kind of funny. Well, I mean, not that what happened, but just that, like, I was, like, off the grid for so long on such a time. Anyway, on a more exciting note, Digimon, Team Cross Heart for Life, Forever Pikmons.
The Tamashii page just, I guess, confirmed. I don't know where the picture went, but there's a little picture here that the new Akiba weapons can combine with the old Akiba weapons.
Oh, cool. Cool, cool.
Let's see, is there anything else with Kyoryu Red? I mean, I'm sure there is, but... So Kyoryu Red's coming out in October. There we go.
Cool.
Got some funky-ass shoulders.
Yeah, those fucking shoulders, man. I'm, like, the only person that rages about shoulders. I'm such a weirdo.
That's a pretty awful pose, because it shows how weird the shoulder is, and then they, like, extend his crotch joints.
Crotch
joints. He's got, like, this big open-ass crotch.
Introducing the new penis joint. Realistic style, heroic action.
And there's this little robot that has no body, uses just a crotch and a face. I don't know who he is, but... So that's fun.
Anyways.
Oh, yeah. I think that's it. I'm sure more figure outs will pop up between now and the end of the podcast, but...
Just sporadically hear about it.
Yep. So now it's time for that thing. It's technically not superhero time, really, because Akiba Ranger is not a part of superhero time, really.
It's time for Akiba Ranger time.
There we go.
The best time.
It's the only time. So we got doubled episodes this week.
Because they had nothing else to do, so they're like, well, might as well do this. So odds are we won't have an episode to talk about next week.
Probably not, but... Oh, well. Sacrifices must be made sometimes. Yeah. I'm supposed to have a summary, and I don't.
Also, Ultimatum? Ultimatum and Go Busters vs. Go Busters will release 1 second after we finish this recording. So,
probably.
You're welcome.
Enjoy those movies.
There's a good chance I'll wake up in the morning to, like, tweets about one of those movies being out.
Probably. So, anyway, No summaries, because I didn't write any, and I don't feel like skimming the episodes. So let's just talk about episode 10.
Okay. This is my lifelong dream come true two times in a row now.
Episode 10 featured something.
What happened? It featured the number 10. We've hit the double digits finally. Very exciting. Yes.
Well, they were keeping the main villain in his... Or in their little Sentai Cafe place.
Oh, yeah. Cause
he was just sitting there going...
That's the one where Pain got killed, right? Not like the actual feeling, but the guy.
He was being Kevin and sleeping.
Yeah, and they had to cover him with a sheet, just like Kevin. No, I'm just kidding. It makes it sound like he's dead. He's okay. He's fine.
Basically, Melshina sleeps with him a lot to... to learn all of the all of his knowledge on Sentai villains.
It's a Sentai transmitted disease.
So that she can have that knowledge and
STD. Sorry.
And then basically she betrays him. Did she resurrect Delo Knight in this episode?
I believe she did.
And then his delusion the delusion part of him was destroyed, and he became all normal.
And he like doesn't even remember that happening. He doesn't remember anything. A boring dentist now. And then
he's a lot older than he looks.
Yeah, he looks younger with the makeup. I guess that's what makeup's for. But it's just a very elaborate use of it. I feel like Brian just constantly finds random things. Like, he's like, oh, that's an interesting point. Oh my god, look. It's a cupcake or whatever he found. Anyway. So then, in 11, we've got 2-1, so it's very exciting. We have Sentai being basically changed in the real world as being replaced by Malshina being the main character, having gone into their worlds and defeating them. And basically what we sort of predicted in the very early days of this being tied to the first season, and that she has them remember what happened to them in the first season. Of course, this means absolutely nothing to Luna because she wasn't even there. And so I was right about it being Hate Subro in that bed.
No, that wouldn't make sense.
Well, because like I told you, I never thought that that wasn't our world, or their world, rather. I'd never even thought about that possibly being the quote-unquote real world. So, yeah, and I guess she somehow found a portal to the real world?
Back in the first series, when she found a when the two portals opened up
to the delusion world,
and one led from the delusion world to the quote unquote real world that later turned out to be the television world of Akiba Ranger, she went back and went through the other portal that leads to the real world. It's Hate Saburo's world.
Seven Strangers, One House, True Story.
Hate is that guy.
The world of this, of the writer of this fictional television show, which is a real television show.
It's very, very confusing.
It is really confusing.
So she goes there and she becomes his nurse.
Yeah, and she was, I guess, she was trying to manipulate things.
Because apparently season 2 was written in his coma. He ended up going home at some point, and what happened to
him? He was the one, like, he created, you know, season 2, and there's actually a bit about him sending the DVD to them, and, like, how could they get it if it came from a real person, and they're not real, you know? That was kind of funny. But apparently he had conceived, at the very least conceived, of the second season and had created General Pain, who kind of usurped Malshina and became the main villain, which ticked her off. So that's why she got rid of General Pain after a while. But I don't know.
It's like
we kind of got, at the beginning of episode 11, we kind of just got this really big plot dump.
Yeah.
Like, here's everything that happened.
Because she also went to, she actually, it wasn't even like a delusion world affecting the real world thing. She apparently traveled to all of the Sentai worlds and affected them all.
Yeah.
Because apparently it's decayed now, and we're doing that. It's funny because in episode 10, when they showed the dude in the bed, I think it was 10 when they mentioned the nurse Malshina, I thought it was going to be one of those things where, because he's in a coma and like everybody around him was basically going to be from Akiba Ranger and they bled into his dream. Like, his nurse just was named Malshina for some reason, so she became Malshina, and I was like, oh, maybe we're going to see like everybody else at some point.
See, that could have been kind of neat.
That could have been something different for season 2.
That would have been like, it's all a dream to the max.
And I didn't even expect it to actually be her on her way to decading this shit up and traveling through the 35 series, or 37 now. I did like that. I think it was right before the credits rolled on 11, where they showed like the Malshina Kyoyuger opening.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
Did they?
Uh-huh. It was like
I missed that bit.
It wasn't like the full-on opening, but it was like the very beginning where they're like, Gabarichu, and then like they eat you. They're like,
eat you.
I don't know. Anyway, I'm not sure how I feel about this.
Like, a part of me is happy because, like, at the end of the last episode, like, I really wanted that, that like, kind of mind fuck.
mind fuck.
thing going on. And... oh, I'm sorry. I'm laughing at the message. And I really wanted that, like, plot twist that, like, the first series was so full of. And we finally got that, except it's so convoluted and weird, I'm not sure how I feel about it.
Well...
oh, God.
I didn't so much need a plot twist for this series. I just kind of wanted something better and more, like, well put together than what we were getting.
Yeah.
Basically, I wanted the feeling of season one.
Yeah.
Which is probably a lot harder to replicate than we imagine. But it, I don't know, everything, like I said, it was kind of just this really big plot dump, and everything was just told to us. It was slightly showed to us, but it was mostly just Malshina and Delu Knight standing there telling us this. And I don't know, it didn't feel like it was as well pulled off.
It wasn't. Like, because last time it was just more shocking, but... or, you know, it was more of a surprise, and it's really hard to replicate that, like, but at the same time, I don't want to say it ruins it, but in a sense, it kind of almost ruins the magic of just that first season of, it was just so, such a perfect little show where it was, it progressed perfectly from, like, a parody to, like, going serious, and then finding out they become self-aware. I mean, that's, like, the perfect end, is fighting the end credits. Like, how do you top that? And it's almost too much. Like, I was kind of bothered by the whole her legitimately traveling to the Sentai worlds because it just reminded me too much of DK and stuff, and it just doesn't seem like it's that type of show, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I could see her traveling to his world, I guess, to possibly, you know, influence their delusions, but actually traveling to the Sentai worlds is just too much. Like, it's just not... click, 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 click. Clicker!
I just killed two of them.
It's just, it's frustrating because I still enjoy watching their adventures, and like, but I don't want it to ruin the perfect thing we had. I don't know.
To kind of switch gears on some of the other stuff that happened in this episode, 11, that is, I do think it was kind of funny that this villain trope that we've had, that's kind of been a running gag.
I got turned upside down.
Seasons. Yeah, I kind of got, you know, flip flopped, and now all of a sudden the heroes have to do like the villain
tropes,
which I thought was kind of funny.
It was.
I love the fact that they had to raise the defeat flags in order to win. Because she had basically made the defeat flags not exist.
Yeah. Something I just kind of want to mention about Luna. It felt like this was supposed to be a little more of a redeeming episode for her.
Yeah.
She had that whole big stand against Delu Knight. I don't know. I'm still not big on her character.
I hate her.
You know, I miss old Akira. Nothing beats the original.
Well,
I liked her better.
It's just that she came in and she's just kind of been a little obnoxious, really.
Idle.
I don't really know what they were trying to do with her character. She came in, she wanted to be an actress, and then she kept it was all about being a, you know, using them as a stepping stone, which can be funny, but I don't feel like they were doing anything with it. They weren't really doing much with her at all.
Honestly, I felt like she was just there because they needed a Blue and they couldn't have the other one. I especially felt that it was before all of her stuff happened during the scene when Malsheen is explaining all this to him. I'm like, she's literally just sitting there for no reason just to be other than to be Blue, because this doesn't mean anything to her. Because, and I do think it's kind of funny that her sort of redeeming moment happens after she finds out she doesn't exist. She's just on a TV show. I did sort of like the idea of her sort of coming into liking this based on learning about like what Sentai stands for, but I feel like they just, monopolize on that all that often, because most of the time she was just like, oh, I quit because this isn't going to benefit me anymore. I'm just going to stand here. It was pretty funny at the beginning when she was, when the whole, like, the meta thing of her acting, she was like pretending to pretend to pretend. It was like very intricate and confusing and kind of funny that she thought it was real, but it was fake real. And I don't know, that was funny. But other than that, she's just kind of been a fail. I liked old Lucky Blue a lot better.
I pretty much agree with what you said about her just kind of being there to be a Blue.
Uh-huh.
Because Red and Yellow got a lot of focus. Or, I don't know, I use the term focus loosely, but I feel like they got a lot more gags, a lot more lines. And it helps that we're a lot more used to their characters.
Yeah.
Whereas Luna just didn't really go anywhere. And I didn't feel as invested in her character as the first Blue. With the original Akiba Blue, you know, that was another case where you had her kind of slowly becoming more used to the team and understanding Sentai and stuff like that.
I was just
going to
say that. Like, wasn't that her bit? Like, she slowly started understanding Sentai.
And I think they showed that a lot better in the first series.
Yeah.
Because she had some pretty good moments, some pretty good episodes just to herself. But I don't feel like Luna really got that.
I'm not even sure if I liked her enough to have her actually be around a lot more in terms of that. Like, getting a lot more, you know, screen time.
I really don't like her.
Thank you, Brad. There's also the ending where, you know, that doctor started to glow. She was like, look, I'm Scorpion.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that, like, that happened. And then you look at the preview and, like, Hakase's just there. And like, I'm not sure if it's like a weird thing. Like, you expect her to turn in. What?
I didn't say anything.
Oh.
It must have been your inner child.
Okay. Like, you expect her to be like turn into a villain or something, and she probably just like changes clothes or some shit.
Or she turns into a villain and she's hiding it. She's gonna be the final big bad. I don't know. It's so confusing at this point. Why aren't they even upset they don't exist? They just realize they don't exist again.
Especially Luna.
Yeah, because she hasn't even been through this.
At least the other two understand it a little bit.
They went through that. They're like, well, we don't even exist. It doesn't matter. And they're like, oh, we have to fight to survive. They're like trying to stop them from flagging the Sentai tropes of defeat. Like, no, don't say that. Fighting the end credits. Oh, good times. It's two more episodes, right? Yeah. Do we know if they're both going to be plot or if one of them is going to be a clip show again?
That I'm not sure.
Damn.
I would kind of hope that the 13th one isn't another clip show.
Yeah, me too.
Especially for like this season in general.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the 13th episode of the last one was just kind of, they wanted to do it. Like, I don't feel like it was planned. Like, it just kind of happened. So I'd hope that with the 13th episode in this one, they actually legitimately do something. Like, even if it's not really a huge plot, like, I just hope it's like a wrap-up and not a clip show. I'm not sure how you wrap up a TV show in which they know they're a TV show. But they can find another credit sign or something. I don't know. Like, I'm enjoying it still, and I really like it, but it just, it doesn't have that spark that the first season had. Like, I don't want to sound like snobbish or the OG is the bestest, but it just, it doesn't have that thing.
You know, that thing. But I know what you mean. I don't want to sound that way either.
I'm definitely not. I find myself not laughing as much. Like, I'm not really as amused by what
I'm
seeing in
the season.
Because a lot of
the jokes are kind of overplayed.
Yeah, some of it's because I'm probably just because, you know, we're used to it by now.
I'm kind of done with the other defeat bits, flag joke.
The other bits, it's just kind of, you know, it's just not funny. Not to say that the show itself isn't funny. I still find certain moments to be kind of hilarious. Like the moment of realization for Akiba Red in episode 11 was that he got to touch Melshina's breasts. Like, that's what he remembers.
I remember groping your breasts.
But I don't know. I don't find myself as entertained and as amused by it.
Like, it's such a frustrating thing for me when I think about it, because I loved Akiba Ranger so much and I was excited to see more, and I still do enjoy bits, but I can't help but still sometimes just feel they should have left well enough alone, because it feels like they're trying too hard. And it was just such a nice, just like, it was such a perfect series of just those 12-13 episodes, and like I said, it ended perfectly. And it just, I don't know. It just, like, it's like I said, I think last week and the week before, it's like when someone tells a joke and they know that someone thinks it's funny, then they just keep telling it until it's not funny anymore. I mean, I'm trying to, it sounds more awful than it is when I'm saying it like that, but I don't know. It's just, it's very difficult when I think about it.
It's kind of tough to criticize something you once really, really loved, because you don't want to come off as being too negative, but at the same time, you kind of want to be, you want to be honest. You know,
yeah.
you don't want to just say, oh yeah, well, this was great, this was the best ever, when really, you know, in the back of your head you're saying, eh, but I wasn't, you know, as into it.
Yeah. It's like, because it's you almost sound like the Nothing Beats the Original people when I talk about it, but it's not like it's a reboot of something that happened 10 years ago. I'm like, nothing can top that. It's more like a really good movie that had a good definite ending, and then it was so popular that they made a sequel, and then had like convoluted reasons for why this definite ending wasn't definite anymore. Like, fighting the end credits is pretty definite.
Like, I like the concept that this whole thing was Melshina's plot because she didn't want to let it go.
She didn't want to die. I was going to say something about... Click, click, click. Brian's still button mashing, even in this game.
Button mash every game.
To be fair, there's some, like, commands where you have to button mash and whatnot. I think that season 3 will just be them realizing that the person that created their TV show was actually created by a TV show, which is us. It'll just be like super meta. Melshina did talk to us in this episode. Yeah. She addressed us. See, like, that was kind of funny, but that's one of those bits where I was thinking that they're almost trying too hard because they realized how good they did the whole meta thing, and now they're like, oh man, we could just keep doing this and this and this. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how it ends. Maybe they'll blow our minds or something. Or not. Maybe Brian will turn into a clicker.
Click, click, click.
He'll just spend his life looking for noise. Clickers are basically just like zombie Toku fans. They see Captain Marvelous in Troy Jacket or whatever, and they're like, rah! Attack. Click, click, click. Now it's time for the end, because there's nothing else between this. Is there another segment between this that I forget? Nope.
Click, 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 click.
Is that your signal to yourself?
Next up is the beginning.
Yep.
Go Go back to the beginning.
Willis.
Gabagabook.
That's what I was hearing. Sorry. That was the best possible version you could have done.
Absolutely.
Brian's finishing up opening a toy that he opened up a long time ago. I don't know where I was going with that. It was supposed to be funnier, but I couldn't figure out how to word it because I'm stupid.
Yeah, it was pretty stupid.
Well, the idea was that you were opening it before we started the podcast overall.
Okay. Go-gurt on. Go-gurt off.
Did you say go-gurt on?
Goggle. On.
Fuck yeah. Watermelon.
Goggle.
Wait, are we in the podcast or are we just saying stuff?
No, otherwise... we're here.
Kind of what I was wondering myself.
Because Brian was just saying...
I'm just wondering why he's got silver hands and pink hands. I guess the pink hands are for normal bunny. Anyway, I'm no way opening toys from 2011. Because I'm depressed.
I'm very depressed.
Yes. Very. Fuck, I don't know.
Just keep joking.
Yeah, so there was an American guy in this episode. He was a douchebag.
I like how that's where we start.
That's the most important.
Hey guys, guess what? There was a white guy. He was there.
He was at the beginning of the episode.
Things he was a very good actor.
The episode legitimately started with a white guy trying to hit on Leanne. She stole his diamond. You must be joking.
You must be
joking. For a diamond this size? Okay, don't ever do that again.
Okay, Chinese store owner. That's what it sounded like.
You must be joking.
Yeah, can
this
I have
is, this, they shouldn't let these people speak English. Darn, this bunny's
It sounds fancy. It's all like exotic.
And retarded.
They make us sound really stupid. Everybody thinks Americans are stupid. And we're not stupid! And we're not gonna take this shit anymore!
What?
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
So, I don't really know where to begin on this episode.
It was pretty awful.
What about the beginning?
We were just there.
We were at the beginning.
Oh, let's try the second.
So, well, the horror in this episode is some chick that can mutate into other chicks based upon... the ideal woman for the person that she wants to eat. So, like, the American guy eventually got in there. He was a chubby chaser. And so,
which was the best scene of the episode.
Absolutely. Because there was a lot of gratuitous, horrible English involved. And it involved the American guy going, "Oh, God, yes."
Am I your idea of a perfect woman? Oh, God, yes.
And it was in the most horrifying mix of British and Japanese English ever.
Yeah, like, part of the way into his performance, I guess he, like, they either wanted him to sound fancy, which I guess means sound slightly British, but it wasn't very good. Like, it wasn't a very good accent, which made me question his, like, nationality. Like, was he just a bad actor, or was English his native language?
Like, I'm still not sure if he was supposed to be American, or, like, European, or British, or what. I'm not sure. I really don't know. But he was a thing. Basically, it was kind of a little bit of a backstory episode about Leanne. Like, how she was, like, abused or something. Not really abused, but... Not abused at all. I'm not...
How do you get not really abused?
Shut up. I do not know what I'm talking about at all. But it was her backstory thing.
A portion of it about love and just her understanding... Or lack of understanding or caring or whatever.
She was basically like, "Ain't nobody got time for that." And, That's why she couldn't get taken over by the other chick, because she didn't have time for that.
Apparently, her bullets use diamonds.
I disagree, considering most of them were red before this episode. They look like little lipstick things.
Yeah.
But apparently diamonds make the best motto items. Maybe she was using rubies before. I don't know.
She dressed up as a dude. That was a thing.
Oh, yeah. They all dressed up like Shotaro. And she, like, quick changed out of it in, like, 2 seconds, and I was like, I hate this show. Because I hate it when shows do that. She, like, turned the corner, and all of a sudden she was back in her, like, half-assed cowboy getup. It's because she got boots. That's really the only thing cowboyish about it.
Well, she has, like, half chaps.
Yeah.
Her pants are just weird.
They're really weird. They don't make sense. So she went from, like, clearly having her hair in some sort of, like, cap to put a wig on, to it being styled and having that big floofy thing on the side of her face. All by turning a corner. It's like they don't care about these details anymore.
Well, I mean, I can't remember his name. Gokai Silver. He did it earlier in the show where he just kind of made his coat change. But so I guess you can explain it that way, but it's just kind of dumb. Yeah, to be honest, I wasn't really interested in this episode at all.
I was really bored.
Leanne, there's just not really much there, and I know they were trying to add something there with this episode, but I still don't really care for her character at all. Ryuga apparently, like, just one line of detail guy had to his backstory. Apparently he didn't know his father, and his mother was, like, I don't want to say killed, but she died, apparently.
She got vented.
Yep, that's it.
Yep, it's not really a sequel series to Garo. It's a sequel series to Dragon Knight.
Yeah. Well, if you're trying to avoid the term death vented, you know, you just get sent to a little tube floating in spacey.
Well, I was trying to avoid the word killed, because that implies that she was killed by something, and we don't really know that yet.
She could just turn out missing. She's going to wake up dead. How do you wake up dead? I love the scenes. None of those I'm talking about.
I've heard that before.
Oh, it's from a scary movie. You know what I love is just how I'm able to essentially be like the viewer. Essentially, I'm Kiefer. When he's listening to us talk about Sentai and Rider, and my only impression of these shows is how we describe them, and that's how I'm with Garo. And it's just interesting every week, because, like, I think it was last week, the week before, you're like, oh, it actually moved up this week, and there was plot, and they don't transform very much, and then there's like, oh, she was boring, this was boring. Oh my! Boobs!
There was boobs in this
Ryan
episode.
Just starts going, goggles.
They got their tit budget back. There was tits for approximately, like, 15 seconds in this episode.
More like 15 seconds, am I right? I'm so not clever.
Yeah, you're not really.
That's so not Raven.
Yeah, but what I meant by I didn't know where to begin earlier was just I don't know what to say about this outside of just that basic plot summary.
It was awful.
It wasn't interesting.
What episode number is this?
11.
Is this going to be like a 20-ish episode like the other ones?
I guess.
Okay, I'm just curious.
I want to say Bri did something interesting, but I think he
died.
He just sat there.
Yeah, that's exactly what he did. In that little room with the KKK kid.
God damn it.
sorry. I'm serious. He didn't do anything else.
No, I know.
He was trying to be important.
So true. It works with Doo Ranger too. He was trying to be important.
I don't know. I've kind of been dreading talking about Garo again. Because I never really have much to say about each individual episode. Yeah. It's the series out of the bunch that I tend to forget about the most.
Yeah, because a lot of times nothing happens.
Are you talking about out of all the Garos or all the series we watch?
All the series we watch on a weekly basis.
Oh, okay.
So, like, Curator Wizard, Akiba yeah. Ranger. Like, I always forget to even watch Garo until the last minute. The only reason I watched it yesterday was because Brian was watching it at the time.
See, I'm helpful.
It's just so exciting. This is such an exciting podcast. I hope it was more exciting before this time.
We tend to start out slow. We're like a slow build.
Which is funny because we're in the middle of the show.
But don't worry, it'll get better later. By which I mean earlier.
And later.
Yep. And maybe later?
Yeah, because, you know, we still got some stuff to
do. I don't know, Pokemon's after this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to fuck off, and these two are going to talk about it. And yep.
So there was a Pokemon. Oh, Rambo time.
It's going to be a chapter just called Whoops. Ryan tried to cross chapter lines without a passport. Okay, there was an episode, and they were going to do an LBX battle, and Brian solved my confusion after a week. I know. Thus, it was Pokemon.
Well, I got really excited, because I knew exactly what was happening. And I'm like, shit, that's what he was talking about.
Oh, that's great. I didn't really expect that. I felt like it was something else I watched. What was the context of him throwing dice? No, I didn't even think about
it. To, like, put the Haxorus in a bubble.
Oh, so we could challenge it to an egg battle.
Yeah.
He's like, he saw its function. Haxorus attack Haxorus. It sounds like, I don't know. Oh, you shut up.
Why do you do the things that you do?
Because. What was the episode about? Haxorus did something and Looker was there. And Silent's like, I'm a connoisseur. And Iris is like, That's just every episode.
That's an ideal description of.
Oh, God, I really don't remember it that much because
okay,
last.
Okay, well, Plasma was doing shit and mind controlling Pokemon again.
Again?
They were going after dragons, and there was Haxorus, and the Dragonite got abducted, and they started attacking each other. But then. Oh, they needed to find N, too. And so they found N and everyone else, and there was fighting, and then the machine got broke. So everyone returned to normal. And then Aang got abducted by the sisters or something. I don't remember the
part. Oh, yeah, because they're like, oh, we're looking for this fuck. And they're like, yeah. Really?
Something like that, yeah.
Last week was so fun because they're like, Charizard, bra. And this week, they're like, boring. Wow. Sorry.
Charizard wasn't in this episode, and I was sad. He disappeared again. He was like, I'm not coming out of my Pokemon.
That's exactly what he said, actually.
It is.
I heard him. I could swear that, like, well, I guess I don't remember that well, because I always usually look at the screen caps, and I could swear he was in the first few episodes after he debuted, but I guess not. Because he's usually around in a lot of the captions I look at.
Debuted.
What did I say?
Debuted.
Oh. Let's pretend I say debuted.
Debutted.
Do you know what the next episode's about? Brian, damn it, using the internet.
Secrets from out of the fog. I see N and Getsis. after being injured by Plasma's attack and falls unconscious, and people appear and take N away to a lake where N starts to heal. It reminded me of fucking Tachibana.
Oh, Tachibana.
Healing in from Blade.
Oh. Tachibana. Oh, yeah, he was like in that plant water.
Conscious about Ash's presence. Thank you, sir. The women explain that the area is a special place where Pokemon and humans come to be healed of their wounds. Blah, blah, blah. Who the fuck cares? However, when Plasma find the place, women accuse Ash company of assisting Plasma to find the area.
Blah, blah, blah. Find the place. Women accuse Ash. That's going to happen next week, folks.
What? Yeah, I was kind of wondering, why are you summarizing what's happening next week?
Damn, now we have no material. I just asked what it was about. You could just be like, oh, more Plasma stuff or char.
Well, yeah.
We're in the end arc. It's all Plasma.
What if they
stuff?
Decide to help an old person? I don't know. Pokemon does that.
I don't think they do that in the end arc.
I just want to know if Charizard's going to be in it. Do women accuse Charizard of anything?
Yes.
Accuse him of awesome. How much longer is N even in this?
Let's see. We just aired episode 778.
Wow.
And the end arc lasts until 784.
So we still got quite a while longer.
And for the record, there's no filler arc. Well, this is a filler arc, but there's no, like, filler in the episode end arc.
Okay.
It's all stuff.
It's all stuff. I love our, like, in-depth discussions of this. Well, at least we know women are going to accuse Ash. Finally.
Why they're Anthea and Chrysanthemum or something. I don't know their names.
Flowers. Anyway, we don't need to talk about Pokemon anymore. I have nothing more to say. Other than we won't have anything to talk about next week now.
The episode in Japan had Jirachi in it. I think you're just rehashing movie plots now.
They're really trying to kill time until black and white anime time. I mean, X and Y, god damn it. It is black and white anime time. Like, they should have slowed down a little bit back when we were in the main quest. Now they're just like, oh shit, we have like a year to fill. I know, we'll bring N in and make him a thing, and then women can accuse Ash. And then we'll bring Charizard in, and that'll be a thing. And then Professor Oak will be like, my voice actor sucks in America now. And then they'll be like, oh, we'll visit some Rotom. It'll be fun.
Super fun.
Okay, what's next? Danball?
Yeah, that's the only thing we got.
Brian, I was trying to make it seem more appealing. Okay.
Okay.
So this episode was where they had to fight to get that book that they wanted to buy, and then we had a history lesson about stuff we already spent two series learning. So it was a blast.
I like the idea of kind of including I can't think of his first name, but Professor Yamano into it and
Junichiro.
Everything. Okay.
It's like Luis J.
But, yeah, you pretty much said it. We just kind of learned everything that we already knew.
Yeah. I was surprised there wasn't a little, like, history lesson on the first two series. Like, oh, and then this guy did this and this. In case they were just trying to catch up old viewers or something.
They didn't talk about at all the fact that they were used in two giant terrorism schemes, but...
Nope. It seems like Aerosol was saying yesterday, it seems strange that like this state of the art wouldn't have internet. Brian decided to play Jax and then roll around in the hay. I don't know what he was doing. what was I saying? Oh, why they wouldn't have internet or like Infinity Net. And it
I think
also
it's because they're trying to be secluded and old-aged.
Well, fuck them. But it seems weird they wouldn't even have a library that would have some sort of books to help them. Instead, they have to spend 5,000 Republic credits or whatever.
I just think it's funny that there's books on these little robots, these little high-tech robots.
It's very important to their society.
Well, it's it's in an age where, you know, information is digitalized.
And you have it's about robots.
So you would think they'd at least have all of that information stored on at least like home computers for them inside of their rooms, even if they're not connected to the internet.
And the school's about the robots. So you'd think they would have not only that or libraries or something about it. It's like Duel Academy not having dueling stuff. Professor Crocker, whatever his name was. Crowler. Professor Crocker. That's for cherries. But that just seem weird. And I'm still waiting for the terrorist organization to show up.
Watch this entire show like has no core plot to it.
Like,
there's no bad guys at all.
Like, because I like the concept behind everything we have and, like, how it's different from the original series. And I don't really want, like, another rehashed plot. But the thing I liked about the first two series was sort of the plot that was just constantly moving. And by this point in the original one, it had definitely started picking up.
By this point, there was already an assassination attempt on, I don't know, what was he, the president? With this little tiny robot in the first series.
Was it the first? I thought it was the second series.
Well, there was multiple assassination attempts.
The poor
president.
There
was one in the first one against that guy. I don't remember if he was the president or not. And then in the second series, there was an assassination.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because they were in the city when I was just like, God damn it, just hit the stupid guy off the ledge. And he's like, no, Hunter's got to get him. And, yeah, because they tried to kill the president in the second series. But the second series kind of hard to gauge it off of because it kind of hit the ground running since it was a sequel. But, like, the first series, by now, I mean, even the first episode, you kind of had some mysteries going on with, like, why did he get sent this? What's special about it? And in this one, we're just like, oh, my God, we got to find this book for class.
I don't mind this third series having a slightly different pace. And like I said, I do enjoy the idea of connecting it back to Professor Yamano. But yeah, the episode itself was kind of oddly paced because it started slow and then big battle and then we got to go back and study. It's like, and we actually study. And, okay, we're actually showing this.
This is going to happen. We're going to let this happen.
But, It does feel like we've had more kind of fillery episodes so far.
Yeah.
The one that comes to mind is the, like, junkyard haunted...
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
They were looking for those
LBX
parts. Because they were looking for parts for the LBXs.
Yeah. But I do agree, like you said... In the first two episodes, we kind of knew what, at least a little bit of what was going on, what we were up against. But this one, we're just kind of focusing on the
school.
Well, the school life and the bells between the countries, which I'm okay with. But again, it would be nice to kind of move things along a little bit.
Yeah. At least get a little more hints around some stuff other than Kaido-jin showing up every now and then and that one guy we can't figure out what department he works in. He just keeps showing up like, that's him. And doesn't he have like swords on his back or something? He's like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Figure out why.
I still don't think he works there. Still doesn't work there. It actually kind of reminds me of the beginning of GX, because in Yu-Gi-Oh! GX, like the whole first half of it, of the first season, was kind of like, oh, hey, this is the school, get your game on, bro. And then they're like, oh no, the evil god cards or whatever those were, the sacred beasts, and stuff like that. So, I don't know. I don't think we're going to go the entire run of this with just... Well, let's find books and do wartime.
Oh, no, I doubt we will.
Especially considering what the last two series were.
You can only go so far with Russia's being a bad guy. They're the bad country.
next week we're getting Guruzi on in what looks to be a different country.
They're bandits.
You're a bandit.
Which I don't know how that works in the context of a school that was divided into countries, how you have people that aren't associated with
countries. Like just some of the natives that lived on the island.
Like hooligans that invaded the school.
Huh. That's interesting.
Because on his box, his alliance is Bandit.
It's weird.
Maybe he's in league with Bandit Keith.
In America.
Don't act to be serious. He could point his finger at Pegasus and be like, hands up, bub. Bub. Is he Wolverine?
The few scenes we saw with him in these previews did look pretty cool, though.
Yeah, he's got a pretty neat design. He's like Vol Sparrows mixed with Dot Phaser, mixed with, like, the Grim Reaper, because he's got a scythe. It wasn't even supposed to be funny.
Just the way you said it, like, you said it like a little kid.
Because he's got a scythe.
Seems legit.
Tons.
Yep.
So did you guys see Sam and Cat? It was funny.
Yeah, that's a thing.
They encouraged a kid to jump off a roof at the very end. That was funny.
I thought this episode was better than the pilot episode.
Because like you got out that said, I love this show. Genix, I don't remember who it was.
I think it was equal.
I wouldn't go that far, but yeah, I definitely thought I was more amused by it. I liked the whole bit about a popular TV show getting canceled. They're like, why would you cancel a popular TV show? What kind of network would just cancel a show that many people love? They're not even giving it a proper ending. Just basically with Nintendo. Why? What?
Nintendo canceled it. They ruined Gokaiger.
It's basically what Nickelodeon did to Victorious.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking too when they were talking about it. Like, they didn't even give it a big proper ending. I don't remember. Like, I can't remember the exact context of this scene, but I think it was like Kat that was sad. And someone said, what's wrong? She's like, good television has died or something like that. I also liked when Sam was like pretending to be in charge, and she's like, "You quiet down, or I'll write your name down." I thought that was funny, and just her trying to distract them with like the ketchup. And she's like, "Blood on your donuts." Yeah, the kids were like the clingy ones this week. And next week's gonna be annoying because they have the stupid Sophia Grace and Rosie girls on that are. On Ellen way too often.
Fucking God, hate those. I hate those little sons of bitches.
I hope the next time they're on the Ellen show, they step out and get run over. Sorry, but not
talking about
these two little British girls that are always on the Ellen show. They're really annoying.
So they're so cute. I love them. Shut up, Ellen. You're talent. Anything that's little and sings, you think is cute. Spoilers, it's not.
That's why she always has Dennis Quaid on. Just kidding. I don't know why that was funny. Oh, I love that bit. Dennis Quaid is here. So funny every time I watch it.
I was hearing her laugh at him. Mom goes, this is stupid.
I also like the one where she sent that. She was talking in that ear of a Starbucks employee, and she said, I can't hear you. My sister's giving birth in my head. Oh, that's great. That's not even about Sam and Cat. Quick.
Yeah, I'm a little lost.
Galador.
Random old shows. Butt Ugly Martians. Anybody remember Butt Ugly Martians?
Yeah, I do actually.
No. They were butt ugly and they were Martian. Damn it, Aerosol.
By no, I mean I don't want to. Cause...
Yeah, it was pretty awful. Just saying.
What else? What about Attack of the Killer Tomatoes? No. They attack.
Actually, I have no clue what that one is.
Really?
Yeah.
Their ads always aired on Fox Kids. It was like right on before Zio or something. I always remember that. God damn it. I'm trying my best here, you know?
I didn't turn the TV on until Power Rangers was on.
Damn it, Ryan. Now I have to look up lists of old shows.
You only came prepared with two?
I had a list earlier, but I took it down.
Why those two?
No, I was just trying to think of random ones at that point. Kung Fu Panda. Oh, shit, that's recent.
Why?
Kung Fu Panda.
You don't want people to know, I'm just trying to randomly look this up.
I've been browsing Mandrake this entire time.
The Adventures of Pete and Pete, I don't even remember
I didn't like that show at all.
Ah! Real Monsters.
I like that show. That show.
Yeah.
Aladdin, that was a movie, you idiot.
Well, no, there was a TV show. I know. Of Aladdin.
Animorphs, remember that? They had like the best theme song.
Oh, yeah.
The theme song was epic. And it was starred Iceman and the other ones that didn't make it. Like, you know, career-wise, no, they didn't die. And that guy was like, oh, I'm stuck as a hawk. Fuck.
Did you ever read any of the books as a kid?
Yeah.
I read a few of them.
I think I read most of them.
Nerd.
We always had to do book reports in, like, fourth grade for some reason.
I did mine on Captain Underpants.
And I always did mine on Animorphs books.
It was a couple of years ago. I actually got really curious about what happened to that series, and I looked up like what happened during all of them. Apparently, like one of the main characters dies in the end, and then the others die, and it's like a really sad.
I guess they did die. I was right. The last one I remember reading was. It was about, like, the sixth Animorph, and he, like, wanted to use the powers for evil or something. I think he got stuck as a rat or something. It was a long time ago. That's probably one of those shows. It's just, like, all other shows you remember as being really cool, and it's probably awful if I watch it now, but I really still do like the theme song. It seems so funny now because they're basically all Beast Boy, but, like, they would turn into really dumb stuff. Like, I remember one time the Mexican guy turned into a fly. That was funny.
Did you ever have any of the Transformer
toys?
Those were bad.
I think the black guy was a gorilla or something, or it was the Mexican guy, but he looks really black in the toy that I have. And I have, like, I think the girl turns into a lion. And I think one other one that I can't think of it, because I know I have three of them.
I think I had most of them, because I was, like, buying every Transformer when I was a kid.
I had the T-Rex one, which was like three of them put together.
Confused me, because I'm like, this wouldn't work, actually.
Yeah.
Because they can't, like, fusion dance and do one giant creature.
The show's so annoying. I mean, this toy show, fuck it. Forget it. The show is so... Damn it! Why do I have to be born with this brain? Why? This toy is so inaccurate to the show. Lol.
Thank you. Took way more effort than it needed to.
Damn you. Hold on, let me look at the theme and see if it'll play through my headphones. There we go.
Now he can't hear us.
It's not playing yet.
Oh.
You hear it?
Yes.
So hardcore. There's no one to help you when you're lost. How hardcore is that?
I honestly forgot that was the theme song.
This guy's name's Boris.
That's such like an intense song for something as silly as Animorphs.
But it was really deep. The dude is trapped as a hawk. Seriously.
I don't really see anything wrong with that. I'd rather be stuck as like a dog or something. But
what was the name of that? Because he was like one of the original race that could do that. But he was stuck with. I was gonna say his name was Alf, but that was wrong. What kind of race would have the power to turn into Earth animals? They're probably turning into their own animals now that I think about it. Shut up. But they were already like a weird blue centaur thing, so I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm just trying to
make the toys were red and they got upset.
Were red?
Yeah, I think the main bad guy, Transformer, was like red instead of blue.
Yeah.
And that made me really upset for some reason.
Because
really random.
That was a cool story. Hey, I saw something in their latest videos reminding me.
Mr. Three, that's what his name was, fucker.
What a bitch.
That's kind of a dumb name.
I'm
Who's
sure
the
if
third
something
sister?
was. What happened to the first two?
They're fucking centaurs.
Axe,
Whoa.
Phoenix, Megazord.
What?
No? You know, because like Centaurus, Venus, Megazord. Venus? It's like a Phoenix penis. A Venus.
Why
Anyway.
this?
What else do we have? Arthur. Anybody? Everyone remembers Arthur.
No.
That show was amazing. That's what I always used to watch when I was
I
homesick
hate
from
it.
school.
I didn't like it as a
It's
kid
gone downhill
for
now
whatever
that the voice
reason.
actors are gone.
Is it still on?
I think so. It's on like
Arthur, I think
season
so.
42.
Really?
Arthur never gets
That
canceled.
actually kind of surprises me.
It's been around since the beginning of time.
I didn't think it was still a thing.
It's just a fact.
Okay.
I just randomly typed in Arthur on
Just
Wikipedia.
guy's name Arthur.
There we go. Arthur TV series. Number of seasons, 16.
Doesn't seem as large as
Number of
four.
episodes, 195 aired. Broadcast. Currently on PBS Go. PBS Kids Go, rather. My bad.
That's different from regular PBS Go. He's subsidiary. You know what show
Think
is
the
off
last
your
episode just had its season finale on May 10th?
chain? On the season finale of Arthur, the kids learn a lesson about not paying overdue book fees.
Apparently, season 16 only ran for 2 weeks.
Did it air
What?
every day?
October 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th was one batch. Then May 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th was another batch.
That's kind of dumb.
Now I feel like watching old Arthur reruns. It's what I used to watch when I was sick. There's nothing else on during the day.
Apparently, this is a common thing. Looking at all these seasons, they air a week of new episodes in October, and then a week of new episodes in like April to May.
And then they just show the reruns all the time.
The fuck is this shit?
You
Arthur's
know.
got some weird ass airing schedule, man.
The things you learned. See, we would have never known that if we hadn't looked this up.
Oh,
You know
yeah. I can't imagine what my life would be if I didn't know the Arthur TV schedule.
You know, the show was really awesome with the big
Thank
comfy
you,
couch.
Dawson and Shoot.
See, can't even say his name. You're
Other
so
guy?
excited.
Thank you.
Does anybody remember the big comfy couch? Not talking about like an actual couch, but the show.
Yeah, I love
No.
that show.
I forgot
Big
about that
ass
show.
clown bitch and that doll.
Yeah.
Molly, I think his name was.
I forgot about that show for so long. This was a couple of years ago that my friend mentioned it, and I just go, "Oh yeah!" like really loud. So now whenever I have like a sudden realization, he calls it a big comfy couch moment. Because it's hilarious because I hadn't thought about it in years. And like it was like a flood of memories about the show where she's like, oh, I can tell time with my legs. I'm like, that's a little slutty. Now if you think about it.
That shit ran for 100 episodes.
It's 9 o'clock. Yeah, it is. Look at all the shows we're talking about.
Just go to Wikipedia.
I'm looking at this picture list, or it's like a list and it's got pictures for each show. Blue's Clues. Who the fuck's this white bitch? I don't remember a white dog on Blue's Clues.
What?
It's
There's a
just.
white dog?
Sorry, I just saw you to picture. It says Blue's Room, World Travelers. And it's got a picture of Blue being like, wah, wah. And then you got the little white one being like, I'm fake. She's not real. Here, let me just send you
Had a
this list.
4 year gap between
I
season
don't need you to send it to me, Dawson.
You did it.
I'm not that invested in
Wait,
this.
this description right here. Oh, no, wait, never mind. Never mind. It's a description for this show. I just started reading it. Blue is a puppy who puts her paw prints on three clues. Steve has to deduce the clues. I started reading that. That just happened. I was legitimately trying to investigate this white dog and started reading the summary to Blue's Clues. Oh, I remember I talked about this. I think it was on the podcast before. I don't remember the name of the show, but it was like, maybe I do remember the name. Stanley. Not the black guy.
Flat Stanley?
No, the kid, and he had fish, and he would find zoo animals in his brain. He would like go on adventures with animals. I don't know if it was imaginary or not, because the fish confused me, because I kept thinking it was a godparent. If I wait, I'm just gonna search Stanley on Google. Stanley Hotel. No, no, not The Shining. The third image is Black Stanley. The first is some old guy, and the second one's another old guy.
It's a cartoon airing on Disney Junior.
God, there's a bunch of really creepy looking people named Stanley. I typed in Stanley, and legitimately just default took me to Stanley Hotel. That was fun. We were driving around looking for that. Couldn't find the big fucking sign that said Stanley Hotel. Stanley Fine Furniture.
Each episode shows Stanley in a situation he does not fully understand. He discusses it with his pet goldfish, Dennis, consulting the great big book of everything.
See? It's a Fairly Odd Parents ripoff. The big book of everything. It's called The Rules. God. What a ripoff.
Yep. Where'd you pull that out of?
My brain. I was thinking about Blue's Clues, and I was thinking about all the Nick Jr. type shows, and I just thought of Stanley. Because it's another one of those shows where I could always picture what it was about, but I couldn't think of the name, so I just appear insane when trying to describe it to people. You know, more insane than usual.
Okay.
Let's see what else we got.
Why are we still doing this?
Because it's fun.
I have no clue.
Well, let's save some material for next time. We don't have anything to talk about, so I just have to randomly talk about old shit and get us to say weird stuff. But I'll save some of these random ones for next week. Oh, Little Bear Classic. Anyway. But Girl Meets World got picked up. That's a topic.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I'm looking forward to that.
There's a Shaolin Showdown sequel show that I had no clue about. Apparently it was announced like forever ago, and I had no clue.
I only watched a few episodes of that. I barely remember it.
It was pretty
neat. I remember watching it. I remember liking it.
Wasn't the main character like a yellow Krillin?
Yes.
That's right.
Here, so I'm just gonna give up and accept.
I like how the other day I said something like, I don't want to touch it with my school germs. And you go, your school, and you're like, Aerosol, just let him stop. I was cracking up because I'm like, it's like I'm a retarded person doing something. You're like, just let him be. Just let him be. Anyway, I'm looking forward to that. Can't wait to see Mr. Feeny in action again after they killed him off on Grey's Anatomy. That was sad. You think you're prepared for life, and then they kill Mr. Feeny off. Well, time to pull up Facebook, I guess. Fun's over, kids. Next week, I'll bring up more random topics and describe weird TV shows I can't remember the names of. It's going to be fun.
Well, sometimes I can't tell if you're just making it up.
Well, I don't just make up TV shows.
Well, I can't tell if you're making it up and you just think it's real. Like, maybe you dreamt this one day, and it's like, oh yeah, there's this guy named Stanley, and he's got goldfish.
Well, it's very confusing because it's got very similar elements to Fairly Odd Parents, so now I do feel insane.
The fact that there's a goldfish is the only parallel this show has.
The book, and there's a kid. I mean, how much more do you need, Brian? I bet he has parents, too. See?
You got us, Dawson.
Remember when Timmy's parents were just legs? Like, not literally, but I mean, you know, they wouldn't show their faces.
Yeah, I remember that.
Dinkelberg.
Remember when I posted that on IHEU? I forgot what it was in response to, but it was responding to you.
Your good Dinkle is always funny.
I just wrote Dinkleberg.
Dinkleberging. It's going to be a thing. Now it's time for Dinkle, Dinkle, Dinkleberg. No, but now it's really time for
the Facebook question of the bye week. It's a stupid ass jingle. Every week I do this, I say I'm going to make a new jingle, and I never do.
He doesn't have enough initiative.
We should premiere a new jingle for our mid-season premiere. I guess it's not even mid-season. It's like, I don't know, 6 week premiere.
We should do our anniversary special mid-season since we forgot to do it.
Genius.
It's our 3.5 year anniversary. That's when the real pros celebrate it. We don't want to be like all these other lemmings. There. I don't know what I'm going on. I was going to keep going, and then I stopped myself. I'm so proud. Anyway, let's fucking go. Okay, this week's question was, if you could give one character from Power Rangers Super Sentai or Kamen Rider spinoff, who would you give it to?
Oh, this question.
Yep.
Okay.
Got a short answer right off the bat.
Gary Baker says, as much as I despise Go Busters, I would love to... I would love to see Jay and Tetsu from Dekaranger team up for a buddy cop drama kind of show. Also, Jay and Denim need to be in a show about two young detectives who love to solve mysteries. Okay, I got that from a South Park episode. Rider-wise, the secret life of the Japanese Kenzaki, where we see how many bitches Kenzaki has been with since he became Navy Joker. Maybe even Date-san and Broto doing a dating show like The Bachelor, only with fanboys as the contestants.
That would be hilarious.
I listened to too many old episodes of the podcast. I think I made Shuki happy. Hell yeah. Also, American Idol, but the band is the band from episode 19 of Decade, complete with Decade and DN, and two Ibukis, because why the hell not? Yeah, that's all I can come up with. Sorry for the long answer. Also for the multiple answers, but I don't fear Dawson XD.
How dare you? I am very not.
There's a lot of ellipses in there, but I didn't feel like pausing, so I just let it go.
Anthony.
Yeah, what up with the ellipses?
Said nothing.
Dot, 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 dot.
He's a big fan of him on Facebook, if you look at it on his profile. He's also a big fan of baking, judging by his last name. Anthony Din says Narutaki from Decade, because why the hell not? Because just type because. I hate the cuz and cause. Just, God damn it. This is coming from a person who can't spell very well, and that annoys me. Yeah. The other one that kills me, Prawley. You say Prawley, you're going to get punched in the teeth.
Sean Gardinier says, the G from Samurai. Okay, no. But seriously, I'd like to see a comedy sitcom starring Goldar with co-star Rito. It would be like Kenan Kel, but actually funny.
Ooh. I really don't care. But I feel like that was a thing at one point, or it was trying to be a thing. Like, it was most of season 3.
What?
Or Zio. Never. Fuck life. Just continue.
Oh, the Goldar thing. Yeah. I thought you were talking about Kenan and Kel.
Oh, no.
Like, what are you talking about?
I'm pretty sure Kenan and Kel was a thing. It was an actual show.
Yeah. Why was Kenan and Kel trying to be
he
a thing?
He didn't just make up a show like Dawson did.
Damn it.
Cesar R. Cespedes says, The Adventures of Jay. Hashtag the Adventures of Jay. Hashtag. Kogami having his own cake cooking reality show Cake Boss. That's a thing already. He would get sued by the actual Cake Boss,
but then he wouldn't give a fuck. He would just be like, happy birthday, and then they would just freak out and leave.
Hashtag Tsuburashi, hashtag Cake Boss,
hashtag the thing on Facebook now.
I think they got tired of you complaining, so they just made it a thing.
It was clearly because of me.
Yeah.
Nicholas Hernenhoff says, J, cuz, A. Sorry, I just read it that way. It's the only thing I can come up with, and B, it could... It's like malfunctioning. It could... Sorry. It would be pretty amusing to see him do random stuff now that he's with a force. He's like a forest keeper or something along those lines. Hashtag forever Pokemon. Hashtags on Facebook are kind of pointless. Well, you can click on them and see what people are talking about. And you can do the whole Pokemon thing.
Why are you defending this?
I don't know. Pokemon.
Danger, danger, Joe Bailey says Ramirez and that Toku Joe guy from form a Viking metal band in order to score chicks with hilarious and sexy consequences.
Seems legit.
Like I said on Twitter, I think he's been reading my dream journal.
Chenix Stewart says, hashtag...
No, he said it.
Chenix.
Oh.
Hashtag obvious answer. Jay from GoBusters. He would host his own version of Unsolved Mysteries during all the reenactments would be played by him since he's the best actor ever of all time. Hashtag Facebook can use hashtags. Praise Tendo.
Nicholas Tubbs says, a sitcom about married life with Kagami and Sergey called My Wife Kagami and they fight evil and stuff. Hashtag forever Pikmons.
Jared Castile says, I want to see a spin... Oh, sorry. He wrote of. I want to see a spin-off show starring Jason David Frank and Matt Mullins as two badass martial arts fighting duo cop thing. That's what he actually says. Okay. Now that will be badass. Hashtag awesome me.
That caught me. I'm so easy with the littlest things. That's what she said. You trying to find the answer?
Yes. Bias Daniel
like
says...
It's like a trap. The smiley face and like little things that are lit up.
Now there's fucking hashtags. Gotta throw in the fucking hashtags. No, I don't know where to start because they're just blue words.
You finally did it. You finally broke Brian. I hope you're happy.
All I had to do was point out his own confusion. I could hear his confusion in the silence. That's how good of friends we are.
Anyway, fuck. I would love to see Umeko's just to piss off spray can. Just kidding. Smiley face.
I don't know why that broke you. Is it the face?
It's the face.
I feel like if this keeps going, he's going to have to like tag one of us in to finish this comment off.
Probably. Actually, I would love Nago-san, Kiva. I don't think there is another Nago. So, whatever.
Probably the world.
Spinoff because A, Kamen Rider Ixa, hashtag best writer ever. Spell ever right, damn it. B, who loves Nago-san doing his exercise? Hashtag I do gay. Kiva needs more love for spinoffs like Double. Hashtag Kivate Ikuze. I remember when I tried to do that in that one video and he fell down and I got sad.
That was great. I forgot about that. What video was that?
What was the random thing?
The random thing. Yeah, you're right. All right. Kiefer Martin says, pizza time with Flint and RJ. They'd adventure throughout the Italian kingdom fighting against the evil cow king with the help of, damn it, Brian, with the help of their trusty rat Maurice and the fair princess Pepperoni. It'd be paired with a regular skull. Wait, it'd be paired with regular skull and whatever happened to Mac Hartford on weekdays. I just like the adventures of Maurice, the rat.
Brody Taylor Gage says, Kosei Kogami from Kamen Rider Oz. Hashtag Tsuburashi.
Jerry Gregg. Thank you, Dalton. If I could choose one person, it would be Bridge, because there's so many possible things to do because he changed Ranger status and he lives in the future and loves toast.
Seems legit. Stephen Ketchum says, gotta catch them all, hashtag Pokemon. No, he didn't say that. Stephen Ketchum says, I would choose Gamble and Mazul from Oz, and it would be a rom-com. A strict woman and an airhead would be fun to watch, period. That's the show, actually. No? Okay. No, I don't know. Fuck it.
Jeff Moses says, Antonio and his swords. He seems to have fun talking to Octo, Claw, and LZ.
I read that as they Liz. Liz up at head office.
They have fun fishing adventures, catching rare fish.
You got its Animal Crossing.
Maybe Jaden stops by for a visit. You can have Vulcan Spike work if you want with him.
I'm picturing hysterical voice actors voicing those words. Half of them don't speak English. It's like the people from Garo.
You must be joking.
TKD Tigre says, it's probably wouldn't have many episodes, but a Skull-focused show would be awesome. I would love to see more of how Skull influenced Futo. See, I didn't know what Skull you were referring to.
Instead of Bulk Skull. Mark Cruz says, I just graduated. Congratulations. Ixa without question. Such an awesome backstory. Maybe someone else graduated. No, unless you're little. Are you really that little? Somebody graduated.
Edgar Queck says, a comedy about Ramirez finding the other warriors. I would want to see constant Sentai references within the show, such as in a forest seeing scene. Jin and Jay sitting there.
You can't see him anymore.
He's dead. He's unseeable.
Jay would be there, though, because that's what he does with his life. He tends to the forest with a broom.
He sweeps up.
Chris Nichols says, Alpha Squad, SPD Red, I want to see more from evil female Red Rangers. Yay for women's rights to be evil Red Rangers.
Anthony Ciano says, Jin and Jay comedy hour.
Sorry, I'm laughing about the women's rights thing. Where are we? Colony Watkins says, Cooking with Spencer, starring Spencer Spencer from Overdrive. Yes, that is his full name.
Got it.
I didn't know that.
Lawrence Tubbs says, Damn, now that's a tough one. I'll go with Beat J Stag and DN so they can travel around and steal shit from other toku shows.
I'll take that without the D end. It's like a restaurant order.
Just Jay randomly appearing and stealing shit.
Kevin K. Phantom Thong, is Cooking with RJ. Why? Because RJ directed by RJ, produced by RJ, hosted by RJ, music by RJ. Oh, and special thanks to RJ. RJ.
I wonder Vincent what character Spita. Would be in that show.
Vincent Spita says...
Casey.
A 6 weeks workout program to get nice abs and ass with Date, Nazca, and Zonky. Edgy, the quest for Onk Onk. The Adventures of Avatar Jaden. Beat J Stag as the 12th Doctor. Well, that's a
Jay is best doctor.
Asumu is Hibiki and not a doctor. Guy from Gokaiger and Takeru from Garo in a new Viad couple series.
Eagle 26 says, so Jay and Gosei Knight start a babysitting service for all the old Sentai robots, and then, wait, that sounds familiar for some reason.
Eric Beltran says, Jay, just imagine the endless funny possibilities.
We're on Andrew Booth.
Yep,
and he says, I would either choose Jay and Jin, face it, Jay and Jin are a pair, because, you know, there would be some hilarious scenarios with those two, or Kamen Rider Beast, because leave him in a room with a bottle of mayonnaise and ignore the whole eat phantoms for mana subplot, just like the show. you are assured tons of laughter. Also, say hi to Dixum for me.
He's fighting back.
Oh, it's hilarious.
That's where we're going. I love that nickname. DDA Winter says, I know the question asks for one character, but I'd love to see some sort of Deneb and Jay comedy show.
Rafi Fernandez says, the Machina and Jay show would be... Would have, God damn it, fucking me. Machina and Jay show, so we could have sexy time with robotic beetles and bananas.
I told Banana, I have him right here.
So for my spinoff, I think I would pick Creed. I think he deserves his own show, to be honest. That is correct. Oh, it's Halloween? This works out perfectly. Blood spatter.
This is Creed. He's in charge of something. That is correct.
Something's up. That shipment was never supposed to arrive.
Jay is such an obvious answer, because... Everyone honestly, is. Anything with Jay is gold.
Power.
Including Jay, because he is gold.
Actually, it's silver.
Well, he's got gold on him.
I know.
And he's got a heart of gold.
Just joking.
No, you weren't. You're dead serious.
No, I was joking. Fuck you.
I was going to burp.
Joking, man. Let it go.
Okay.
I'd like to see a spinoff with Gabutira and all of his little friends.
Yeah, maybe that'll happen.
Maybe.
You know, you could cross over all the other dinosaur series, mostly the Tyrannosaurus from MNPR.
He'll be really old.
Yeah.
I think it could work.
Just tape a beard onto it.
I'll pack
be good. But in all seriousness, though, I don't have an answer. I kind of didn't think about this.
I didn't either. That's why I just said Jay.
Why do you think I said Creed?
You're the one who made the question.
I know, but I had a hard time thinking of a question. I was so exhausted from thinking of the question, I couldn't be bothered to answer it.
Not to mention you keep forgetting about all the questions you have stockpiled.
I know, because I don't write them down or document them in any way. I really should start doing that.
He's awful.
I have one job.
He really is. He killed a rabbit the other day.
God damn it. At least I didn't sleep with Lumberg. No? No Office Space? God damn it. First the scary movie reference goes, and then the Office Space.
No, I get it.
No, you don't.
What?
No, I do. I just don't like that movie.
What?
I don't like the movie. I'm sorry.
Oh, I just didn't hate Ryan. Like, thank you for your time.
Awful movie.
You've seen it?
No.
Oh.
I'm just assuming it's awful because, well, Dawson likes it, so.
What? How many things have I gotten you into?
Two.
What?
Three. Four.
Exactly.
Five. Possibly six.
What's possibly?
I don't know.
I don't even know what the first five were. You're just counting.
Well, there was Galaxy Quest. That was a thing.
That was a group effort.
We got Prison Break. I watched that because of you.
That was good.
I got into Doctor Who because of you guys. So that's three. And then Office. So that's four. I think that's it.
Yep.
See, that's only four. That's not a heavy influence.
You should watch Parks and Rec or Falling Skies or one of them. Or both at the same time.
Well, see, Falling Skies are probably going to watch without you. Because that was something I wanted to watch when it aired, and I just didn't.
You make it sound like I was going to watch it with you, and then you like kicked me out of the club. I'm going to watch it without you, so take that.
Maybe I did. You don't know my life.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you do, kind of. You're in it a lot, and that's kind of scary.
You know what's scary? When I can recognize your confusion. Is it Kevin? Oh, no, it's John. Sorry. It's not Kevin. Oh, Kevin might have already been here. We're not sure. We can't remember. Help. Hello, my name is Kevin, and I have Changnesia.
Now it's time for...
Final Things! Yay, MP3. thinking that final is.
Something about Twitter questions possibly being limited. Maybe, probably not.
I don't know why we keep bringing this up. We don't have to tell them.
We don't have anything else to say in Final
Why are you shushing me? You guys are the ones who are letting this slip. Not that it's like a super
Can I shush
awful
myself?
Thing. Yes.
Shut up, me.
That's not a shush. This is a shh. Like his mind wipes every few minutes.
It does most of the time. Like, not even kidding. Like, I just get bored, lose all expression, just walk away. Or I just keep standing there with a blank look on my face, wondering what I was doing.
That explains most of the podcast.
I don't remember most of the things I say.
So I really like this part about Garo. What do you think, Brian? Brian? God damn it, where'd he go?
Like, well, you know, there was the guy, and he was like, oh my god.
Oh god, yes.
Damn, I get the line wrong.
Oh god, yes. Yep.
I wonder if that scene's as funny in Japanese as it is to us.
I feel like they just think it's probably hysterical. Go, oh, it's English! Ah! Or something like that. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. Let's start this.
I love how you had that little debate about it with yourself.
Okay.